this table, I know that we have an energetic and enthusiastic team that is going to deliver for the country. So let's get to work. Thanks very much.
The traditional banging of the table at the end there. The Prime Minister's been holding his first cabinet meeting following yesterday's major reshuffle. Among those there is former PM David Cameron. He's sitting back around that table for the first time since 2016, now as Foreign Secretary. The US president says there must be what he described as less intrusive action by Israeli forces around Gaza's largest hospital. Doctors and patients are trapped inside as the fighting goes on around them. Wages in the UK didn't grow as quickly in the third quarter of this year. The pace is down to 7.7% from 7.9% when compared to a year ago. The NHS is using artificial intelligence to monitor people's eating and drinking habits. Kettles and fridges are being tracked as part of a pilot scheme to try to reduce avoidable hospital admissions. Chief Executive of NHS Providers, Sir Julian Hartley, says staff are concerned ahead of what's expected to be a busy winter period.
There's a real squeeze on finances, and the worry we have is we're not going to be able to see trust go as fast as we'd like to reduce that 7.8 million waiting list of patients for treatment. So that's a big worry.
The King's 75th birthday will be a working day for the monarch. He's launching a food project to help those struggling to get by, but there will still be a gun salute in London this afternoon. And former UKIP leader Nigel Farage is heading into the I'm a Celebrity jungle. Reports in the papers claim he's getting £1.5 million for doing it. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look and see what's happening with the weather for today. A very good morning on Tuesday. Right, let's have a little look here now. 13 degrees, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. It's going to be cloudy, pretty cloudy out there at the moment, but you will get some sunshine poking through the clouds, probably around about 1 o'clock this afternoon. There's about a 25% chance of showers at about 2 o'clock, but it should remain dry then for the rest of the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Right, I am back. Thanks very much to Keith for covering the show yesterday. He stepped in, I had the day off. I was in London. Took a lot of pictures, actually, when I was there, like some sort of weirdo. I have been to London many times in my life. For some reason, I was taking lots of pictures. But I found this really cute little... it's by Liverpool Street, actually. A really cute little alleyway that just looked medieval. And I did a little video of it. It's just, you know, you find these little nooks and crannies in London. Also, very windy in London yesterday. I thought I was getting, you know, literally felt like I was being blown across the road. Absolutely. And in fact, I was at one stage. Nearly fell over. It was incredible. The wind, it was terrible yesterday. So anyway, yes, I'm back today. It is now, what is it, just after 10 o'clock. So you got me for the next 3 hours. thanks very much to Michael Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. And I've got a packed show coming up today and a guest sandwich together. At 10:15, I'm talking to Karen Ridges. We're going to be talking to her about an event that's coming up in London called Veg Fest, which is Vegan Delights. So we'll find out more from Karen. She's also an ex-presenter here, or she was one of the first presenters here on Phoenix FM, so she comes back every now and again and does a show with us. But we're talking VegFest UK, which is going to be at London Olympia, and that's taking place very soon. We'll find out from Karen a little bit more. And then at 10:30, sandwich straight after, we've got Jacob Reddy, from who's a singer-songwriter all the way from up north. He's been on my show a good few times. In fact, I was the first person to interview him. He's had some amazing tracks out, and his brand new track Breaking Me Down is out now. So we're going to be talking to him about his year. He's also played at Glastonbury this year, and he's got a new band together too, so we're finding out loads more. more. Plus, I've got Emily Gray, Skyuka, Abby Flynn, Neil March, and the Music of Sound House Gospel Choir, who were my guests last week. And, I mentioned Jacob Ready Music. Plus, we've got some chart music as well, some 80s, 90s, and then the 20s. And the question of the day. Okay. A little bit controversial, but I'm just going to put it out there. The state of our politics in the UK, what is going on? Embarrassing. What party do you think would win if an election took place next month? That's what I'm asking you. Failing that question, because a lot of people, you know, it's none of my business who you vote for, and it's none of your business who I vote for, okay? I asked my dad once when he went to do a vote. I said, who did you vote for? He went, Nosy. And I went, oh, and my dad went, no, it's none of your business. That's why they have the ballot, you know, you stand in that thing and nobody can see. And we always used to be kind of like that years ago, that people would say, who'd you vote for? You say, well, it's nothing to do with you who I vote for. That's why I go into, and put my cross on the ballot and, you know, it's all kind of secure. Anyway, so if you don't want to get involved with that question... And I'm not technically asking who you'd vote for. I say, who would you think would win if we had an election next month? Failing that question, this is always a classic. What topping should never go on a pizza? Please don't say politician. I have to admit, I love pineapple and pepperoni on a pizza. Yeah, I am that person. I am one of the bad people. I do, because I can't help it. I love it. Oh, I do love a bit of pepperoni on pizza. I can't have it that often, though, unfortunately, because I get acid reflux. And the pizza will magically reappear. Especially if I eat it late at night. I can have it during the day. I mustn't eat things like that after 6 o'clock in the evening. It's a bit like feeding a gremlin. A gremlin. That's what I meant to say. Gremlin. I can't get my words out. Now we've got going to kick off the show with some new music. I think this one is by Abby Flynn. It's doing brilliantly at the moment. It's just been released. We had first play here on the show, and this is called My Own Woman. You can get in contact with the show, radio@phoenixfm.com. The best way is to find me on socials at Eat My Brunch on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook, and come and join in with a bit of chat. You can leave me voice notes as well. I check them off air just to make sure they're all polite. But you can get in contact there. So looking forward to your messages. Here's Abby Flynn, brand new track, My Own Woman.
love someone so much to have no control. You said I wanna see the world, and I said go.
Modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Now it is guest time, and I'm looking at her beautiful hair and skin. I always say this about my next guest. And I'm joined by Karen Ridges. She is a television presenter. I'll get my glasses on. PR consultant, radio host, who was one of the original presenters here on Phoenix FM. And she's from VegFest UK. And she's here to talk about VegFest, which is an event taking place in London's Olympia on the 18th and 19th. And it's in its 10th year. So very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Brentwood and Billericay. Woohoo! So happy to be here, Michelle.
And we have to say, you were one of the original presenters here with Paul Golder, weren't you, on Phoenix FM?
Yes, I do go back a long way with Paul. When these pictures pop up on Facebook and everything, it's like, whoa, did I really look like that in my 20s? And, you know, was with Paul launching the station. It was all good fun. And I'm still a radio nerd. I'm still a fan of Phoenix FM, always on in the car. And, yes, I do hope maybe one day I can come back again.
Yes, we hope so too. We've just won the Brentwood Business Award as well. So that was a nice little award we got for the radio station. So that's really good.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah, well done, team. In fact, somebody's left it in the studio. I don't know where it is. It's disappeared again, but never mind. I hope nobody sold it. So tell us about when you first became a vegan. And for people out there that don't know about veganism, what foods do vegans not eat? Because I'm not too clear.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, a lot of people, they kind of look at what's on their plate and they think, oh, you know, I don't feel too comfortable for that. Or they might want to improve their health, or they've seen something pop up about animal welfare on social media. And more people are thinking about what's on their plate. And nowadays, the abundance of vegan options is just incredible. I mean, when I started my vegetarian vegan journey 30 years ago, there wasn't the choice there was now. And I'm seeing lots of people now just going, boom, you know, there's so much choice. I want to be vegan now. And, you know, the difference is basically I don't eat anything from an animal. I don't eat animal products at all. And there is a vegan version of everything. So I have ice cream, I have milk, I have yogurts, I have burgers, I have pizzas. I just have a different version. So I may have something, cheese, that could be coconut based, or it could be soya based. You know, the burgers could be veggie mince. I mean, it's just kind of some easy swaps. And, you know, I love it. You know, I feel it's better for the planet. I feel it's better for my health. And the animals are happy as well.
I was going to say to you, as you were saying, back when you became vegan, it was very, I mean, I remember even when we go back to meeting people who are vegetarian and saying, well, what do you mean, what's a vegetarian? And there was nothing in the shops. Now, we will eat vegan and vegetarian, even as a meat eater. I will still eat vegetarian dishes, and now I'll eat vegan dishes as well, because people are interested to find out what the flavours are. And also because, you know, as you said, with the environment and animals and stuff, I've always said this, Karen, and if you had to go out and actually get meat yourself, and you just would not do it. You wouldn't be able to do it.
Definitely. I think it was Sir Paul McCartney that said if slaughterhouses were made of glass, you know, we would all be vegetarian, we would all be vegan. And I think what you're saying is quite right, Michelle. And, you know, nowadays, obviously, we've got so much social media, we've got events like VegFest, and people are realising it's actually not scary, it's not different, it's not, you know, it's just some easy swaps, and I feel better for it. And I've had people come to me who have just said, I was so bored of food. I was bored, you know, a white bread ham sandwich every day for lunch. I've gone vegan and I am excited. You know, I've found that energy, that enthusiasm to try new things. And some you will like, some you will love, some you won't like, but that's doesn't matter whatever you eat. But obviously as well, vegan goes a lot more than just what we eat. However, that's where we all start, because we all have to eat. And this is the thing again, you know, about VegFest this weekend. Because I'm on the stage at VegFest and I get to ask the audience all different questions, and so many people, they're just curious. they just want to try some different food. Or they might be the partner of somebody that they're vegan and the partner isn't, and they want to kind of say, hey, look, you know, let's go to this talk or let's try this different food. And more people are really embracing this really brilliant lifestyle.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, as Karen said, it's not exclusive just to vegans. So if you've got a vegan partner or you're interested in veganism, or you might want to incorporate it into your diet and you still eat meat but you think you eat too much and you want to do different recipes, you can go along and listen to the talks and you can go along and try out some of the food, because there'll probably be food stands there as well. Another good place to have a look, I mean, this is the, we're just going to find out a little bit more about the Veg Fest. But if you go onto TikTok, I'm always getting amazing recipes that you go, I really fancy that. And it's all vegan, because you get a load of people, you know, showing the different things, and it's just so many flavours.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, like you've said, social media, it's wonderful. So we have, I mean, you know, again, Veg Fest, you know, we have the kids area, and that can be for kids up to teenagers. And we're seeing more and more people, more and more kids are saying, Mum, Dad, I want to give up meat. I don't want to eat animals anymore. And this is a safe space for them to come along and enjoy and meet other veggie kids. So you're right, TikTok, teenagers, kids, there's something for everybody at Veg Fest. We even have V for Life, which is a lovely charity, very close to my heart. And they're the only charity in the world that support the older person wanting to be vegan, vegetarian, whether they're at home or even they might be in a care facility. So here at Veg Fest, we cover all ages, you know, from the TikTokers to the you know, the people that are may have been vegetarian, vegan for 60 years and now they need some support. So, you know, and even looking at people that love veganism so much that they want to turn it into their whole business, like I did. And we've got Vegan Business Drive there. So there really is something for everybody.
Now, there's going to be an incredible 230 stalls there and loads of different areas where there'll be talks, there'll be food. So it's going to be fantastic. If you're interested in finding out more about becoming a vegan, the lifestyle and everything else, you know, it's not just the food. It could be, you know, whatever you wear, the shoes you're wearing, from the bag you're doing, from the products you put on your hair. It covers everything, your furniture. It goes everywhere, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely. You know, we've got, I think at this particular event, we've got about 140 stalls this time. We've got packed out stages. It can be products. It can be food. Like you said, you know, you've got bags, shoes, whatever you want to know about. Somebody's there that can give you advice. You can chat. You can pick up the information. You can buy. And it's a lovely place to go and start your Christmas shopping as well, you know, especially if you have that vegan in your lifestyle, that plant-based person, and you're thinking, oh, I don't know what to buy them. Everything is safe at Veg Fest.
And that's running this weekend, Olympia, London Olympia, but on the 18th and 19th, and it's in its 10th year. How much are tickets to get in?
You know, buy them in advance if you possibly can. I know there are some on the door as well, which, you know, you should be fine to access them on the door. I think on the door, they're just £10. Brilliant. You know, and that gives you access to all of the stalls, you know, all of the stages. We've got fitness and well-being. We've got optimum nutrition. We've got an introduction to plant-based lifestyles. We've got the kids area. We've got Together as One stage, we've got Vegan for the Animals. So there's so many talks. I mean, people literally, Michelle, they come for brunch, they have a bite to eat later on and stay for their dinner. And in between that, you know, they're going to all the different talks and it's fantastic. And then they want to come back on the Sunday and do it all again.
Well, I just have to say, Karen, every time I see you in the studio, you, Karen, has the most beautiful, exquisite skin. I always say to her, give me that skin, but it's beautiful, and your hair as well. And you look so healthy. You just always look glowing.
Oh, well, that's really kind. As I say, I put my lipstick on for you today, Michelle. I am working from home, so I don't always put my lipstick on. But special, you know, special treat for you. And then, you know, saying funny enough about lipstick, yeah. My good friend Heather Mills will be coming to VegFest. Mm-hmm. And she runs a makeup company. Mm. And as women, we pounds and pounds and pounds of lipstick throughout our lifetime. Mm. Do you know that a lot of lipstick actually contains dead squashed beetles? So whether you're vegetarian, you're vegan, or you're not, do we really want to be eating this? So again, it's so interesting when you look at the products we use. I've only ever used vegan skincare. I use a brand now called Ringana. They're great friends. I've been to see them out in Austria. Sadly, I don't think they're at VegFest. I'm not sure. But, you know, you are. It's more than what you eat. This is a great start to come and enjoy and try things at VegFest. And I know you always say about my skin, and I'm thinking, well, it's probably genes. It's probably all the water I drink. It's the vegan products I use. I don't know. You are what you eat, aren't you? Mm. So I've always wanted to look after myself throughout my whole life. But, you know, I'm embracing 50-odd now, so I know I don't look 20, but I don't want to. You know, I just want to look and feel the best I can. And for me, that means, you know, finding the right people to connect with, fellow vegans, and enjoying really great whole food, you know, vegan food.
Oh, you're so professional. Look, she wound that up so lovely. And she looks gorgeous. She doesn't look anywhere near 50. Glorious skin. And if you want the same sort of skin as Karen and the enthusiasm for life that she has, do get along to VegFest this weekend, 18th and 19th. You're curious about becoming a vegan and the lifestyle and trying out some food and incorporating it into even your meat-based diet, you can do that. It's always a great place to start.
Michelle, I want to send you tickets, my lovely. And you know what? I think there's one person here between me and you and our lovely listener, because obviously I'm including them as well. Michelle, I've got to challenge you. We've got to go vegan. You got to do it for a week or something. Report on it every day. I'll be here to support you. But I know, Michelle, you would make the most fantastic vegan.
Oh, do you know what? In my bag today, I've actually got some carrots and some falafels.
You see?
I did that this morning. It's lovely to speak to you. It's great to see you. Hopefully we'll see you in the studio soon, Karen. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye. Take care, darling. All right, bye. Bye.
Phoenix FM. Mwah.
The way I am. When I look at you, I wanna be somewhere close to heaven with me and a thumb man. No, go, I know you wanna touch me here, there and everywhere. Sparks fly when we are together. You can't deny the facts of life.
Right, with that enough of Holly Valance kissing there, so we're going to fade her out. Now, two guests back to back. I don't think I've ever done two guests that close together, actually, but I'm doing it today because I've got two amazing guests. You just heard Karen Ridges there talking about London Olympia and Veg Fest, and now I'm joined by singer-songwriter Jacob Reddy. He's had an amazing year of music and a show at Glastonbury, and his excellent new track is Breaking Me Down, which has just been released, and he's gigged at The Disorder in Manchester on Friday with his full band. So a very good morning, Jacob. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great. You know what? You've really, I think, since I've been talking to you for about 2 years, very first interview, as we know, and you just seem to go from strength to strength. And this new track is just something a little bit different from everything else you've been doing.
Yeah, I thought it's kind of, it's definitely a different vibe to the usual stuff. But yeah, I thought we'd mix it up with the new one.
So you've had an amazing year. You've had Wear the Crown, What's Living For, and you've played at Glastonbury. So what else have you been up to besides those amazing things that have happened?
Those are, well, I think one of the big things that's happened is I've started, as you said, I've got going with the band properly now and got a band coming in and playing alongside, which I think's really out, because it basically means I now don't have to do anything. I can just kind of stand there and sing a little bit whilst they do all the hard work, which is good. And also they're all better at guitar and stuff than me, which hopefully makes things sound better. But that's something that's really, I guess helped things out a lot. And we've been getting out there doing some gigs over the past few weeks, and this is the first kind of release that's had them involved as well, so it's all been quite exciting.
What was it like on Friday's gig at Disorder in Manchester?
Oh, it was very good fun. It was a very hot one. I have a little on the stage with me. I've got this little clock that also has the temperature on, and I think when we started off, it was about 18 degrees in there, and I think it finished at 32 degrees, so it got very hot and sweaty by the end of it, but it was good fun.
So you play guitar, and when we first sort of talked, you've been doing, back at the beginning, you did that busking tour, which was how many dates over, so how much time was it?
So that was 51 places over 22 days.
Wow. And that's really what started you off, and you were in the press and you were everywhere. And then since then, you've really, I mean, you've always been writing, but you've really sort of got your craft together. You've been writing, you've got the band as well.
Yeah. I think, as you say, especially recently, I think over the past couple of months, I've been non-stop trying to come up with ideas and write stuff and things like that.
So where would you put your music now compared to what it was at the beginning to where you're moving towards with the band?
Well, I think I'm definitely at the moment, we've been recording some new stuff very recently, and we had our first chance playing some of it live at the Disorder gig on Friday, a couple of songs. And I think playing them ones live, some of them was the most fun I've ever had playing songs live. So, and I feel like that's sometimes a good way to see, I guess how much people are enjoying them and stuff, and it was kind of cool how much people enjoyed these songs that they'd never heard before. So I'm just really excited to kind of hopefully in the near future have them out there, and it's a little bit, they are a change to kind of the older stuff and more in fitting with Breaking Me Down, but yeah, they were really fun to play, and hopefully people enjoy them.
Now, when you're doing your songwriting, are you still writing on guitar and then coming up with the lyrics and the melodies, or are you taking ideas and going down to the band to say, this is what I want and we'll shape it from here, or does it work differently every time?
I think it's a little bit of both kind of thing. We've had, with the recent songs, we've had to write a few of them kind of quite quickly for something that's going on. But so for that, I've kind of come with an idea and written a song and then sent them the track, and they've sort of, like, just from kind of, I've done my guitars and vocals, and then they've come up with ideas, and then we've pieced them all together in practice sort of thing, which seems to have worked quite well. But we're trying at the moment, now that we've just got our, like, the last gig out of the way, I think we're having a little look at maybe trying to write some songs and get some stuff sorted out.
Now, the video, I've only seen a little snippet because you put out, I don't know if the video is out fully yet, but I saw a snippet and it is very classy. And the photographs. Who is doing all your fantastic work for you?
Oh, that is someone called Liam. Liam Maxwell, he's absolutely great. He does all the kind of, he's done all the videos and photos and stuff like that, which is super helpful of him. And, well, funnily enough, there's actually in my band, two of the three other band members are called Liam. So it can occasionally get quite confusing on when we've got a video shoot, because we've got Liam taking the videos, then Liam on guitar and Liam on drums. But he's been super helpful with sorting all that out, and he's had the impossible job of trying to make me look slightly cool, which yeah.
No, you always look cool. It's just seeing the visuals and the photographs and the music. It's just such an amazing package that you've put together. And you know, as an independent musician, it is very hard sometimes to get the social media, to get the videos, to get everything done. And you seem to, and I know it's a lot of work that you put into getting it to that stage.
Yeah, it's just, I think it is, as you say, try, and I think, as I say, having the band alongside me and all these people and other people around me helping out and doing things and stuff like that and working together is really, I guess how things get done, if you know what I mean.
Now, what are the plans for 2024? Will you be back to Glastonbury or are you going off on a world tour? What's happening?
I wouldn't say, if you fancy inviting me back, I definitely wouldn't say no to them, But I'm hoping to just we've got quite a few things in the diary that I can't say too much about yet. I'm hoping to do we've recorded a few songs and I'm hoping to do something particularly special based around one of the songs, but I can't say too much about that yet because it's very much a plan that I've not even planned out yet. But there's an idea in the making for something that should hopefully be happening in kind of the first half of next year.
Brilliant. Now, I've got a quick fire question that will take quick fire questions. Here we go. If you could go on tour with anyone at the moment, you headlining, of course, who would be your support band? You could have anybody in the world. Who would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Now, they're a lot more famous than me, but I think the best live band I've ever seen are a band called Arkells, and I've seen them quite a few times. They're massive, massive in Canada, and I've seen them a few times over here, and they are one of the best bands I've ever seen live, so I think I'd have them support, even though they definitely wouldn't be supporting me. They'd be way higher on the bill than me.
Are you a morning person?
Not in the slightest. I've even today I'm one of them. I'll stay up. I won't go to sleep, and then I'll get up in the morning, and I'll be like, oh, I want to go back to bed now.
Right. Do you love gigging more than recording in the studio, or is it about the same?
I think gigging's definitely my favourite thing to do, particularly when, like, a gig the other night when it's all kind of high energy and people are enjoying it. I think that's probably my favourite thing in music to do.
Do you write better songs when you're happy, sad, or it doesn't matter?
Oh, I don't actually know. I think I just kind of... Yeah, I think it's one of them. It's a bit of both, if you know what I mean. And I think, although I would say what's kind of weird, sometimes I write a happy song when I'm sad or a sad song when I'm happy. But yeah, I think it just kind of, stuff ends up happening.
What ritual do you have before each gig?
Oh, I did try giving the band a team talk before the last gig, which didn't go very well. It wasn't very inspirational. But other than that, we tend to head out for some food before the gig. And yeah, that's about it. We're not very exciting.
How good is your latest release on a scale of 1 to 10 for Breaking Me Down?
It is. I tell you what, if people listen to it, they can go, oh, it's, they can decide. But, I don't know. I think out of the songs I've released so far, it's my favourite.
10 out of 10. Where can people find out more about you, Jacob? Because you're everywhere.
Oh, if they, all my social medias are just, if they search Jacob Reddy Music, they should find me. And then on all your streaming platforms, it's just Jacob Reddy.
Tell us about the track, Breaking Me Down. How did it come about?
So it's a bit different to my usual songs. It's a bit more, I guess, serious. And I guess a bit more kind of mature. And I think I wrote it quite a few months ago. And in fact, it might have even been pushing on a year ago now. And it was one of them songs, I kept playing it to people. I'm like, oh, this is different, but I really enjoy it. So I started writing it up, and then I worked on it in college one day. They had this thing where they have a house band come in and play the song with them. So I did it with them. And then it started to get a bit more exciting. Eventually I was like, oh, I think this is the next song I'm going to have to record.
we hope to get you in the studio one day when you're in London doing some gigs. It'd be lovely to actually meet you, because we've been chatting for 2 years and I'm following your star as it rises, and it's fantastic to see. And I know that you and all the independent musicians that I speak to work so hard to get your music out there, and it's a very difficult thing to do, but you are getting through, which is awesome.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's great to see you. I know it's the morning, forgive me for that. So would you like to introduce your song, Mr. Jacob Reddy?
I can do. So this is my latest single, and it's a song by the name of Breaking Me Down. I hope you enjoy.
Thanks. Take care, lovely. Cheers.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, you think you got me. Figure it out. You know you can't stop me. I'll scream and shout and shout and shout. I fell to the bottom of the reservoir so I could drink the rain. I shook hands with the fire so I could feel the flame. Falling apart, apart, apart. Don't you know that I'm choking on my heart, my heart, my heart. Cause I'm not one to be somber in the tune of my melodies. Pass through all of the hard days, you never brought.
Jacob Reddy Music. He is everywhere. He's such a nice young kid. I say kid, he's an adult. He's nearly 20, 19, 20. Got his band with him now as well. And we've been playing him on Eat My Brunch the last 2 years. And he's really going from strength to strength. Do check him out online. His new video is amazing that goes with that song. That is Jacob Reddy with Breaking Me Down. Coming up, we'll have some traffic and travel. Better do some ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing.
Join B-Fibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
He is Jamiroquai, still out there, still gigging, still looking great. I love Jamiroquai. Here he is with Lifeline.
Back on the road with you again, baby. Sweet life.
a bit of, love to interview him. I've actually spoken to, that'll teach me to eat falafels on air. Karen will be pleased. I've spoken to the keyboard player, Matt Johnson from Jamiroquai, who's got amazing music. Check him out online. Lovely guy, really interesting to talk to. And he wrote a lot of songs with Jamiroquai. He's just been on tour. I think he's just been to Australia. And he's still dancing around and still doing his stuff. It's just, you know, I love Jamiroquai. Such a talented dude. Now, I've eaten my falafels, I just said. Karen gave me a bit of a challenge there. I could actually do this. I could actually say to Karen, let's make it official and see if Michelle can go vegan for a week. And the reason that I say this, a couple of things on TikTok. I've been looking at vegan recipes and people who are very enthusiastic, and it's not like they're not preaching. It's not like a preachy kind of video. These are all different cooks that come out with different stuff, and you go, actually, that looks really nice. I think years ago people had like with vegetarian food, you had like a limited thing of what you could have, and then when you thought about veganism, you thought, oh wow, that's really, you can't have hardly anything. But there's so many substitutes that people use. But it's really interesting to hear what Karen was saying about the things you put on your skin. I always think, as women, you see, we use cleaning products. We have bleach. We put, you know, you put stuff on your clothes to clean them, stuff down the toilet. You're washing your hair. You are not down the toilet, washing your hair. You're putting products on your face. You've got your makeup, your perfume. All these things are going onto our bodies all the time. And we don't really think about it, do we, sometimes? We just go, oh, we like that product. But maybe you don't look and see what's actually really in some of these products, especially with some of the makeup brands that you use. And you think, actually, is that tested on animals? Is it got animal products? So it is, it's a really interesting thing. I think it'd be really good, actually, at the weekend. It sounds like I'd be going along to go, oh, well, I'll try some of that. I'll try some of that. I must admit, one of the things that everybody says, which is kind of like vegetarian, vegan, I suppose, is like hummus and stuff. I love hummus. I've tried to make it myself. It was a disaster. Disaster! I don't know what I did wrong. You were meant to put tahini in it and maybe a bit of honey and all this. Just horrible. I think it's because they were tinned chickpeas. It just, there's something tinny about them.
Phoenix FM travel news.
That makes sense. There's something tinny about them. I don't know what it was. It wasn't right. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. There's quite a few roadworks. Brook Street roundabout is fine, but temporary traffic signals due to construction on Cavendish Road. That's near Westwood Avenue. You've also got temporary traffic signals on Eagle Way at Essex Way as well, and on the A1023 Shenfield Road at Mill Hill, and on the A128 Ingrave Road at Hogarth Avenue. We're having a bit of a traffic light fest there. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout is clear, and that's going right the way over the bridge and coming back through the tunnel in the opposite direction. Up to the M11, no problems. The A12 is running nicely. Still got 40 mile an hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16 in both directions, where they do the much needed repairs to the road, which was awful. There might be some nighttime closures and a contraflow used. More traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. Morning music, all the way from Australia, is singer-songwriter Skyuka, that is Skyuka, and this track is called Birthday Song.
So long to build, just letting the night unfold, just helping a friend grow old. You could have kept me in the dark. You should have left me in the dark. But you left me in the glare of the love, the loss, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line. 10 o'clock, the warning signs are slowly creeping in. Slowly they infect the night, this full moon night.
Better run away before the joy.
wish I said a million different things. You put me on the spot, I can never second guess you.
Skyuka and featuring their CJ Stranger on vocals as well. That is called Birthday Song, and that is Skyuka, S-K-Y-U-K-A. She's an Australian based singer-songwriter, and go and check her out online. She's got some great videos, and yeah, lots of socials as well. You'll find her everywhere. We've got some great shows coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM. We've got Ben Simmons and we've got Synth City.
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good song.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second...
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Synth City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
We won't be having that song. That came in too quickly. I didn't have a chance. Maybe we'll play. Should we play Dream Out? I think we should. We'll play it after the news. Yeah, I'll come back with that. I'm terribly sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut that song off halfway through. Plenty more new music coming up. We've got Neil March and the Music of Sound coming up. Also, Emily Gray Music and the House Gospel Choir as well, who I interviewed last week. Check out, there's 5 interviews up online at the moment. All the W's, phoenixfm.com. And you can find all of the presenters, all of the shows and interviews there. I'll be back after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.